Well, this morning we're talking with Aaron Soigling, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Field Agronomist, about some drought meetings that, in some cases, have already been underway. But you catch them online, you catch them in person, and he'll be a part of both of those types of events. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning,
Jim? Well, not too bad. We all know we've had a dry couple of months, had a little rain here recently, but for the most part, the last couple of months, been pretty dry out there, and that's created some issues, especially down on the farm, we need to address here. And I know you've got some meetings coming up, both online and in person for folks. I guess I want to start with the in-person one here in this area coming up on Monday, August 3rd. It's a 5:30 p.m. event at the Cass County Fairgrounds here in Atlantic. You've got a bunch of meeting topics planned.
Yes, we're going to cover a variety of issues at that meeting for growers that have concerns. You're right, we had some rain here recently. So in an effort to make it rain, Iowa State decided to have several drought meetings. That usually makes it rain somewhere, although it hasn't rained everywhere. So we're going to cover some livestock issues for people got questions about feeding some of this drought-stressed crop. We'll also talk a little bit about some crop management things in terms of, you know, what does the crop look like? Where is it going to go from here? We'll talk a little bit about that as well. And then we'll also talk a little bit about some of the farm management issues, crop insurance issues, some of those issues that we're going to face probably here at harvest.
Yeah. Is this a matter of not waiting until it's too late? Because we've had a lot worse dry conditions in some other years than we've had here. But, you know, we're getting along the growing season.
Yeah, and the thing that we found this year is it's extremely spotty, Jim. As you travel around, particularly Cass and Adair County, and then you get up into Shelby and Audubon County, there are some producers right there locally. You can find a 1 or 2 square mile area where they just missed everything. You know, so their neighbor will get 3 inches a half a mile down the road, and they'll get a 2/10. And so, you know, those are things that we need to address.
Yeah, we've seen that quite a bit here this year with that spottiness out there with those systems. Times where we've seen a couple, 3 inches just a few miles to the west of us, but by the time it gets here, it all breaks up and scatters. Crazy.
Correct, yes.
Just crazy. Well, let's talk about some of the issues that folks are seeing out there with regard to the dry conditions.
You know, we're kind of going into a time frame now where obviously corn has gone through pollination, so we're going to want to have to address the pollination issue on corn and see how those hybrids came through that period. We've got a few fields that maybe are still going through that process. The other one is the insect issue, particularly in soybeans. When we get hot, dry conditions, that insect pressure just doesn't seem to want to go away very fast. And so being that they're cold-blooded, obviously, Jim, the warmer and hotter it gets, the more that they like to feed. So producers are going to have to be vigilant, especially looking in soybeans for insect pressure.
Yeah, there are a lot of management issues, and that's really what this is all about, just kind of managing the circumstances.
Correct. Yep, very much. Everybody is in a little bit different position, so, you know, they can kind of come and absorb the information that they need to, you know, and then if they want to reach out after the fact for specific questions related to their farm operation, all the extension specialists will be glad to help those folks.
Okay. Again, this local meeting that will be held in person will be on the Cass County Fairgrounds here in Atlantic. It's coming up Monday, August 3rd. That's a 5:30 p.m. deal. Now, it's a free meeting. There's no charge for that. They are asking folks if they could just to register in advance and RSVP to the Cass County Extension Office. They'd sure appreciate that to allow for planning. Just so you know, this will be an outdoor meeting if the weather cooperates. Now that we're talking drought, it'll probably rain on the meeting, but if they have to move indoors, they will undercover. But it'll be about 90 minutes, and folks should bring their own lawn chairs and things like that for seating for that event. Now, about a 90-minute meeting, that means probably it's more than just Aaron Soigling visiting with these folks.
Yep, that's correct. Yep, our farm management specialist is going to be here. Also, Erica Lundy, our beef management specialist, will be here. And then we also allowed plenty of time for questions for producers, should they have any questions that they'd specifically like to ask.
Okay, so lots of opportunity there for folks. Will there be some take-home materials then, too?
Yep, we'll try to provide some handouts for some of those folks. And so those that want, they can probably get some resources online if they prefer that. But that's the reason that we ask, just to have a rough idea. You know, if you're coming and how many are coming, that's all we really need to know.
Yeah, okay, well, very good. Well, and that's the in-person meeting, if you're interested. Again, that's Monday, August 3rd, 5:30 p.m. at the Cass County Fairgrounds here in Atlantic. Now, also, I saw a note that Iowa State University Extension and Outreach was sponsoring drought webinars, and in some cases got underway here on July 30th, and there are other meetings coming up on August 6th, August 13th, and August 30th, and it tells me here that you're involved in those as well.
Yes, we are. So for producers that are not comfortable coming to a live program or the timing just doesn't seem to work for you, we have a webinar series. This is every Thursday, I'll say now through August, from 1 to 2 o'clock. You can just simply log on with your computer, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics. So if you have questions about weather in particular, or you're just curious to kind of see why the weather pattern is the way that it is, what's different is this webinar series will have Justin Gilson and Dennis Toddy. Those are our meteorology people that we rely on here in the state of Iowa. And they're going to give kind of a little snippet each week, kind of what's changed, what we see coming, and kind of going from there. So the one on Thursday, that's geared mostly towards livestock producers. So I'm going to talk a little bit about long-term effects of drought on pasture and hay. We'll talk about some alternative forages. And then Garland Dahlke, he is with the Iowa Beef Center. He is going to talk about silage. We're going to probably see maybe a little bit more silage, or that might be an opportunity for some growers to use some silage that maybe haven't in the past.
Okay, I got a lot of topics covered there. Now, you said this is kind of a series, so does that mean each one of these will be different?
That is correct. The only thing that will be consistent between these is that the weather guys are going to give us a little weather update probably the first 10 to 15 minutes of each one of these webinars. So as we go through the process, Thursday, August 13th, Chad Hart is going to talk about marketing, and so, you know, crop insurance considerations. So we'll be a little further down the track, the middle of August, to kind of see what the impacts of this crop are. And then the last webinar will be the 20th of August, and then we're going to talk about, you know, end of the season stuff with grain quality and storage and pathogens, and what do I do with this crop.
Okay, very good. So these are live too, so you're getting the latest information, right?
Yep, correct. Yep.
Okay, very good. All right, now these are also free. There is no charge for the registration, but they do ask for folks to register if they could ahead of time, and you can do that by running through the Iowa State University website, the Iowa State Extension website, to find more information there too. And I know there's a lot of information out there floating around about the drought situation. It's amazing how quickly things can change, Aaron. Last couple of years, we were talking about how wet it was and what a disaster all the flooding and stuff had caused. And now all of a sudden, we've just kind of turned around that corner. Are we just thankful we had any water in the ground to start the growing season?
Yeah, if you look at some comparisons, you know, 2012 is the one that recently comes to mind for most producers. And we went in with pretty good subsoil moisture. And the thing that's a little bit different is the erratic behavior, I guess, of rainfall this year. In 2012, to be honest, we received zero rainfall in the whole entire month of July. And so that was something that we'll probably never break that record again. And this year, you know, we've got isolated. There's just enough rain to kind of keep us alive, so to speak.
Well, and as you said, you don't have to travel far here in our immediate area to see the differences and the spottiness and the rainfall. But there are some areas of the state that have gotten plenty of rain.
Correct. Yes, very much so. You get in northeast Iowa, they've actually been what they would consider wet. They're extremely wet in that part of the state. However, west central and, you know, parts of southwest Iowa, we're kind of in our typical summer dry drought period that we've got. But let's hope that we get a little more rain here in August, and it's beneficial to everything.
Yeah, well, of course, we started the year out pretty warm, too. As I recall, April was relatively dry and pretty warm for that time of the year. May, we got some decent water, but, boy, June and July, the spigot just gets shut off.
Yep, June is the one. If you go back and you start tracking things and you look, June is usually our wettest month here in southwest Iowa, and this June will go down as probably one of the drier Junes that we ever had.
Hooray us. Not so much. We don't like those kind of records. All right, well, yep, very good.
However that goes, you know, it's Iowa. Just wait, it'll change.
That's right. You got it. All right, very good. Well, you can check out that webinar series, and you can find out more, again, on the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach website. And, again, for local producers who want to attend, Monday, August 3rd, 5:30 at the Cass County Fairgrounds in Atlantic. It is free. Get online or call and Get yourself registered for that. Bring a lawn chair for seating. It'll be an outdoor event, and you can hear plenty of information there, too. Well, Aaron, thank you so much. I appreciate all that you do and keeping folks informed and having these events. I know you and some of your friends are going to have a lot of questions to answer when we have these events. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.